Hola, everyone. You are now listening to Sweet Juicy Talk with me, DJ Sugar. I hope everyone had a fun but safe Halloween. I know I didn't do much. Let's see, what did I do? I cooked dinner for my roommates. And then two of my roommates, they baked cupcakes and we bought candy. And we only had one trick-or-treater. And I wasn't even there because I was picking up my friend. And it was raining too, last night. So it was kind of a bummer, just staying home. But it's all good. You didn't have to do anything. All I did was pretty much eat candy. And that was my Halloween. And yesterday was also the Giants Parade. It was more of like Giants Parade. What's Halloween? Like, no one really cared about Halloween. I didn't attend the Giants Parade this year. I just really wasn't up for it. I'm really happy that the Giants won and they're the World Series champs. I attended the parade in 2010 and I had a great time. But I just didn't really feel like going this year for some reason. And apparently there was just a lot more people this year than in 2010. And I just kind of watched watched it on television. And I saw a lot of pictures of the players, and I saw a picture of Brian Wilson. I was just like, Brian Wilson was not playing this season, but he was in the parade and he looked hilarious. He's my favorite, he's my favorite. And I hope he gets to play next season for sure, because I have his t-shirt and whatnot. So I definitely can't wait for them to play next season. And I also wanted to talk about Hurricane Sandy. And if you don't know about Hurricane Sandy, basically it was a huge hurricane that happened in the East Coast a couple days ago. It destroyed buildings, houses. It passed by New York and New Jersey. It caused floods, it killed, injured, and left people missing. So that's definitely important and something that we all need to know, like what's going on. And my prayers go out to the East Coast. It's not, an easy thing to deal with. But I know that the East Coast will recover fast. And I think now is a good time to come together as a nation to help each other out. And especially elections is coming up. So, it's definitely going to be super, super busy and whatnot. But other than that, I have a good show for you today. I have, my usual celebrity gossip. I have a story of from Jersey Shore, from a teen mom, or from the show Teen Mom, Farrah, she gets a nose job. And I have other celebrity stories. I have some beauty and fashion, what's in nail polish and sweaters. I love sweaters, so I have a sweater article for you. And I'm going to be finishing up that 20 scariest facts of food. I'll finish the 10 that I wasn't able to finish last week. And then I have two dating relationship stories of what a guy likes and what not to do after a breakup. So that's coming up. And we can definitely start with our usual celebrity gossip. And so the first one is, let's see, CeeLo Green. If you don't know who CeeLo Green is, he's a producer. He's a voice mentor. He's a mentor on the show The Voice. and he did that, or he sang that song. What song was it? Forget You. And so basically, CeeLo Green is reported that is accused of sexual assault after a Los Angeles woman filed a police report alleging that the mentor and rapper assaulted her. And TMZ reports that the unnamed woman filed a report that puts CeeLo Green at the center of a sexual battery investigation. Though details are scarce, police have visited an LA restaurant said to be connected to the case and have interviewed several employees and the manager. And CeeLo Green has not been to that restaurant in 3 months, and he says nothing ever happened there or anywhere else. And so a source close to CeeLo Green told TMZ, "I've never seen CeeLo act in a physical way toward anybody, and no charges have been filed in the case and has not yet been referred to prosecutors." So I don't know. I feel like the story is false. Like, I think she was just trying to get attention. Just because, like, you can just tell there's not a lot of details. There's not a lot of, like, truth to the story and to the report. Basically, like she just said, you know, she was sexually assaulted, but there was no, like, of where and how and stuff like that. It was just very, very, like, broad. So, I don't know. I don't really believe that CeeLo Green assaulted this woman. And I don't know. I just feel like he wouldn't be that type of guy. But then again, you know, you don't really know it. You don't know people. So, yeah. And I don't know if you guys watch Jersey Shore. I know there's, like, a season coming up, the last season coming up. And we all know, like, I was just talking about Hurricane Sandy. Obviously, it went through New Jersey as well. But the Jersey Shore cast sends support to the victims. And so we all know that the Shore House that they all stayed in is in New Jersey, obviously. And basically, it's on OMG Yahoo, and there's a picture of the house, and it's not wrecked or anything. I mean, it's probably wrecked a little, but it looks pretty stable. And Snooki says that Sandy destroyed Seaside, our home. It's devastating to see our boardwalk and favorite spots ruined. My prayers go out to everyone affected by the storm. And so, like, there are huge piles of sand along the street blocks from the beach on the narrow barrier island as the construction vehicles entered the ghost town Wednesday. And a police chief, Thomas Boyd, described the island scene as one of total devastation. And there was a photographer who went by the house used to film the Jersey Shore, and it appeared to come out of the storm unlike pretty stable. Like, if you look at the picture, it looks normal to me. And appearing Tuesday on The Tonight Show, JWoww was asked by host Jay Leno about the house she owns with her fiance Roger in the neighboring Thomas River. And she says, "It's fixable, I want to say. It hurts the heart a lot. It's really kind of devastating," she said. "But as long as my dogs, Roger's safe, my friends are safe, we're all without power." And then Vinny told MTV that Seaside Heights has become a second home, while Paulie D sent thanks to the heroes who were working to help, and Sammy called the impact devastating. And then, let's see, Snooki tweeted, or no, Deanna tweeted that the New York City borough of Staten Island, where she lives, looks like a war zone, and posted pictures of a downed tree. And just looking at these pictures, there's a few that just, there's like power outages, floods, people are on boats just trying to pass by and fix everything. And so it's going to take a lot of work to fix it, but I'm pretty sure they can get it all done. And to the next story is teen mom Farrah Abraham gets a $16,000 nose job chin implant. So the former teen mom, who's 21, received a $16,000 rhinoplasty and chin implant from plastic surgeon Dr. Michael Salzhuer in Bal Harbour, Florida, on October 7th. The Iowa native had the bandages removed 7 days later. Abraham first had a breast augmentation in 2011, going from an A to a C cup. And she says, after having a baby, it all went away. It hurt my self-esteem, she told Us Weekly in July 2011. I didn't feel like I was woman enough anymore. I knew I could be happier. I think it's helped my confidence and for me to feel more like a woman, she explained of the $5,000 surgery. And so the original incarnation of the Teen Mom ended in 2012. So she was still on that show. And then earlier that year, Farrah told Us Weekly she was excited to begin dating again after the 2008 death of her daughter Sophia's father, Derek Underwood, who was killed in a car accident at age 18. And she says, I want somebody who is honest and has his own thing going on and won't be sucking off me for everything. If I don't find the right person until years after I'm off TV, then I guess I'll have to wait. And I've watched the show a couple times, and she just, there were a couple episodes where she just thought that dating was a lot more important than her own daughter. And like, I guess I can understand, like, she kind of missed, you know, part of the whole like teenager growing up and dating, but then at the same time you made that choice of having a daughter, so that should be your first priority. And but to talk about her nose job and chin implant, I think she looked fine before, and like seeing a before and after picture, she looks, it doesn't, there's not too much of a change. Her nose is just more like smaller, and her chin is not as long as original, but I don't know, it's up to her, and I don't really have anything or against plastic surgery, just because, I mean, it's really up to the woman, like, if they want to get a plastic surgery or not, but it's whatever. And to the last story is about, let's see, Kate Moss. And we all know that Kate Moss is a model. She's pretty famous. And basically, she confesses to a nervous breakdown over a sexy Calvin Klein photo shoot with Mark Wahlberg. And so she landed that Calvin Klein ad campaign with Mark Wahlberg, and it helped propel the then teen to superstardom in the modeling world. And so the black and white photos in 1992 featured the two stars pressed up against one another with Wahlberg's muscular arms, a stark contrast to Moss's frail frame. And so while the images have become an iconic representation of the era and launched the heroin chic look of skinny models with dark circles under their eyes, Moss has regrets about participating in the shoot, saying it caused her emotional issues. And she says, I had a nervous breakdown when I was 17 or 18, when I had to go when I had to go and work with Marky Mark and Herb Ritz. It didn't feel like me at all. I felt really bad about straddling this buff guy. I didn't like it. I couldn't get out of bed for 2 weeks. I thought I was going to die. And so she finally pulled herself out of bed to seek professional help. Not that it was the answer to her problems either. She says, I went to the doctor and he said, I'll give you some Valium. And the photographer, Francesca Sorrenti, thank God said, you're not taking that. It was just anxiety. Nobody takes care of you mentally. There's a massive pressure to do what you have to do. I was really little and I was going to work with Steven Meisel. It was just really weird. A stretch limo coming to pick you up from work. I didn't like it, but it was work and I had to do it. And like, and there was other incidents as well, where she had to model topless and she just wasn't comfortable just because she did. She says, I hated my boobs because I was flat chested and I had a big mole on one. And like, and at that time she was only like 16 or 17. And of course you would feel that way. Like, you know, you're still growing at that age and you're not comfortable with your body yet. Like, and like, I can totally understand like where she's coming from. Like if I was in her position at that age, I would be like, no, I wouldn't have the guts to model topless anyways either. But I give her props. And now she is, you know, she's a great model. A lot of, you know, people out there bash her for being like, you know, a stick and whatever. But, you know, that's how she is. And that's how, like, you know, she got to the top. And, you know, look at her now. Like, she's doing really well. Now she is married. She has a daughter. She lives in London. And it's good. And so if you're just tuning in, I was just talking about, you know, my celebrity gossip about, you know, the Jersey Shore cast sending their love to the people hit by Hurricane Sandy. CeeLo Green is accused of sexual assault. And I was talking about Teen Mom, Farrah Abraham, getting a $16,000 nose job chin implant. It's a lot of money, but it's her choice. And I just wrapped up talking about Kate Moss and how she just was uncomfortable during her teenage years when she was like a young model. But coming up, I'm going to be talking about cute winter sweaters and the 10 sparkliest glitter nail polish of the moment. So don't miss out. You're listening to me, DJ Sugar, here on radio.dominican.edu. We'll lose it all. Meet me on a battlefield camouflage, and maybe you and I can be together forever.
Heart melt like Reese pieces. Always going left, trying to make it right. I don't want to beef over stay tonight. Hand me the check and I'll pay the price. I will wave the white flag for you.
You know I'm gonna get you, yeah. Whatever it takes to get there. No, I won't drop you like everybody else does. Forget about your friends, they don't care where we go. If they do, we'll get lost in a crowd of people. I've been looking for you forever, baby, we go. Together, baby, we go, we go. In this crazy world of choices, I've only got a few. Either you're coming with me, or I'm coming with you. Cause I finally found,
Welcome back to Sweet and Juicy Talk with me, DJ Sugar, here on radio.dominican.edu. So I want to talk about two out of my three favorite things, which is fashion and beauty, and food's coming up next, but I'm not talking so much about food today. I'll be talking about 20 scariest food facts, more like 10 because I talked about 10 last week, so I'm just finishing up the last half. But going back to beauty and fashion, I have something that is very relevant since the weather is getting very cold. Sweaters. I love sweaters just because you can just like put it on with jeans and like you're good to go. Like, that's it. But there are different kinds of sweaters apparently. And there's one called the Mac plus Jack color block sweater, which basically is, it's a long sleeve. It's very flowy. And it's only two colors. It could either be like red and black right now, which is just, it's just like one stripe of black and the rest is red. I don't like the color, the two colors personally, just because it's too out there and it's not really so much of my style. But if it was like black and dark blue, or black and let's see, dark purple, then maybe. But I definitely like the style of it, the whole color block. And the next one is a sweater, an oversized sweater, but with studs on it, like on the shoulders. And that's definitely, and I've seen a lot of girls wearing these studs, whether it be like a shirt with a collar and the collar has studs on it, but these sweaters have studs on like the shoulders, and it definitely looks good, especially if you're that, if your fashion is more of like that edgy look and rocker type of style, then this looks good on you. But if you're more of like a feminine and very like plain, it wouldn't look that great. Yeah. The next one is a sweater with faux leather sleeves. And this one is very odd. I would never wear it, but you know, other people would. Basically, it's just like a sweater vest, and like you add sleeves to it, but they're faux leather. And it kind of reminds me of like a peasant dress, like from the picture of it right now. It's just a very dark blue sweater, and it looks very peasant-like. I don't like it. I would never wear it. It just looks odd. The next one is a striped body con tunic sweater. So basically, I wouldn't even say it's so much of a sweater. It's like a long sweater that you can just wear like leggings with. And I don't really like that style. Basically, it's like a long sweater sweater vest that's stripes, and then the sleeves are just like a bright color. So for example, this picture right now, it's gray and white stripes, and then the sleeves are like neon yellow, and you wear leggings with it. I mean, it doesn't look too bad. Other girls can pull it off. I wouldn't. I would just look like a lemon. I don't even know. Just not my style. And this one is a John and Jen bright trim crew neck sweater. So this one is, it's more very crop looking sweater. It's not long, and it's a crew neck, so it's kind of, it goes like, it scoops down a little bit. It's all right. If it was a different color, I'd wear it. And then this one is my favorite. It's a lace collar sweater. So basically, it's a layering a collared shirt under a crew neck sweater. It looks super chic, but it can get a little bulky looking. So basically, like, you wear a collared shirt, like a white one, and you try to get those collared shirts that are like round, and then you put a sweater over it, like just a crew neck sweater, and it looks good. It's very preppy looking. But if you don't want it to look bulky looking, you have to wear a very tight fitting collared shirt underneath, just so like it's not like it doesn't look big on you. And then you can tuck it in with like a pencil skirt, or I guess you can wear it with like pants as well, but it looks cuter with like a pencil skirt or like a flowy skirt. It's more of like a spring, late summer type of outfit. Like, I wouldn't like recommend wearing it during the winter, just because it's very like a thin type of looking outfit. So, and if you're just tuning in, I am talking about cute winter sweaters, and the one I'm talking about is a lace collar sweater, and I wouldn't really consider it a winter sweater, but I guess you can make it work if you want. The next one is a draped waterfall cardigan, which is somewhat cute. I'm not a fan of like the waterfall looking ruffles on the side. So basically, it's just an open front cardigan. It's very long, and on the sides, it's very, ruffle-like. It has, like, that. It's just saying, like, it's a draped waterfall cardigan. So, it's cute. You can probably check it out at American Eagle, or, I don't know, Abercrombie has that type of style as well. I would maybe wear it. But it's not like, oh my god, I want a draped waterfall cardigan. But it definitely looks warm though. The next one is a 3/4 sleeve foiled sweater. Okay, I'm not foiled, like, this is just so weird. So basically it's not foil, but it looks like foil. It's very sparkle like sweater. You can just basically layer it over a collared shirt or a favorite dress just to make your outfit look more wintry and more warm. 'Cause the picture right now, it's basically this woman is, she's wearing a hot pink collared shirt, and she layered it with that foiled sweater. And that foiled sweater looks, the color is like it's a penny color, and it's not too hot looking. I'd be like, what is she wearing? if it was maybe silver or black, then I would probably be like, that's cool. But I wouldn't wear it myself. I just wouldn't pull it off, and it's not my style either. So the next one is a wild fox, the lover turtleneck. Basically, it's just like a loose turtleneck. And in the front of it is a huge orange heart. I'm kind of iffy about this one just because I would probably wear it, but I don't like the color, because basically the color right now, it's tan and the heart is orange. If it was more colored, like the base color, like the sweater itself, if it was probably like navy blue or let's see, not white, maybe a more pastel looking color, then I'd probably buy it. But other than that, I don't like the color right now, so I'm not like all over it. And the last one is a red guiding cardigan. Basically, it looks like Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood's cape. Or more, it looks like a blanket, to be honest. It just like wrapped around a mannequin. And it looks like it's $55. And it's like, well, if I can find a red blanket for less than $55, I'd wear that instead. But apparently it's supposed to be a cardigan. You just can't really tell right now because it's very loose looking. It's just red, and it just looks like a cape, to be honest. But yeah. And that is that the last one? Actually, oh, there's one more. It's a cozy popover. You can just wear it with leggings. It's a very just loose fitting and long sweater. It's very plain looking. You can probably like just wear it out with like your Uggs and your leggings and the sweater itself, which is kind of like my winter style. I don't really try during the winter. I just kind of wear jeans or leggings and my boots or Uggs and just a sweater, because it's cold and it's not like you can't really do much. And I don't like dressing in a lot of layers. The winter is just not my favorite season. But I do like Christmas, but I'm more of like fun in the sun and warm weather. I don't know, that's just me though. So that's the whole cute winter sweaters. And I will take a quick break, but when we come back, I will quickly just go over the whole 10 sparkliest glitter nail polish of the moment. Because pretty much, like, sparkle and glitter nail polish are kind of the same. Some are different, but in general, like, they're all the same. So I'll quickly go over that. And then I'll be talking about 10 scary food facts. So don't go away. You're listening to Sweet Juicy Talk with me, DJ Sugar, here on radio.dominican.edu.
A perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable.
Welcome back to Sweet Juicy Talk with DJ Sugar here on radio.dominican.edu. So I just was talking about cute winter sweaters, how some of them just were weird looking, like sweater vest. It looks like a sweater vest with faux leather sleeves. There were some cute ones, like a collared, layering it with a collared shirt. It was cute. And now I'm going to move on to beauty. I'm just going to quickly talk about glitter nail polish and how they're definitely in. I've seen a lot of, you know, girls with different types of glitter nail polishes. They're super flashy. There's so many kinds of glitter nail polish. I've used a few, but the only thing that I don't like about using glitter nail polish is it's very hard to take off. Like, you have to really get so many cotton rounds or cotton swabs and just try to take it off with your nail polish remover. Like, it's very tedious. But there are a few that's in. Like, for example, this Sally Hansen Gem Crush nail color in Big Money. So basically it's a rose gold color, which I actually do like. Rose gold is actually in right now, jewelry as well. But basically it just, this nail polish has like some flecks of pink, it had particles of gold, so it definitely meshes well together. I would feel like it would look good on any skin tone. It's since it's a very neutral color. So I'm definitely going to look out for that. Another one is Silver Sparkles. It's called Revlon Nail Enamel in Popular. That's the name of the nail polish, Popular. It's very pink with just silver glitter. They're more like very bigger glitter, circular glitter. I don't really know how to describe it, but it would look good in very like light skin tone women. I don't think it would look good on me just because I'm on the darker side. And there are just certain like light nail polishes that just don't look good on me. Like, for example, this pink one. But I don't know. There's this like this light blue one that I use a lot, and I would say it looks good. A lot of people have like complimented on me on it, but we're talking about glitter, not normal nail polish. The next one is just one color glitter, which is red. It kind of looks like a vampire like red. It's from Nails Ink nail polish in Chelsea Square. That's the name of the color, Chelsea Square. And it's very, it's kind of just like that classic red, but it's in glitter color, basically. So it looks good. It should look good on everyone, I would think. And the last one is OPI Nail in the name The Living Daylights. And it looks like a party in a nail polish bottle. It looks like New Year. It's like a New Year's party. It has, it's very colorful. It's on the larger glitter side. Like, the glitter particles are a lot bigger. They're not super tiny. And I like this one. It will look good with like a New Year event or just any event in general. It looks very fun looking. So definitely get your glitter nail polish while they're still in if you want to look all flashy and whatnot. So get that. And then just moving to like the opposite end, we're going to talk about food. Unfortunately, it's not very appetizing because I'll be talking about scariest food facts. And I'm going to finish the last half since I did 10 facts last week. So to move on, one scary food fact is commonly used food dyes can alter kids' behavior. And so researchers at the University of Southampton found that colors such as yellow number 5, yellow number 6, and red number 40 could cause hyperactivity in children. Ironically, foods marketed to children are often the most heavily dyed foods in the supermarket, which is definitely true. Like all the snacks are like food dyed, the candy that kids eat, and that's pretty much it. Like, because a lot of parents just give their kids like, you know, just snacks and these fast foods, and they're all food dyed, and I'm pretty sure they have yellow number 5 and yellow number 6 and red number 40, and that's the effect of why their kids are just so hyper. And yeah, you should give more kids those dyes and see what happens. The next one is your stomach bug is likely food poisoning. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that every year, 48,000 Americans receives food poisoning from contaminated food, and that puts a $152 billion strain on the economy. What's worse is that an astonishing 3,000 of those people die. And that's actually quite a lot of people, and the money coming out of it is just beyond like crazy. And so the problem is that one of the problems is 42% of raw supermarket chicken is contaminated, which is why there is food poisoning. So in a study by Consumers Union, the driving force behind Consumer Reports, 12% of tested chickens were infected with salmonella and nearly half carried Campylobacter. And Campylobacteriosis is one of the most common causes of food poisoning in America. And so I'm pretty sure that's why, like, I get food poisoning sometimes is because of the chicken is contaminated, because I do eat a lot of chicken, and yeah, no wonder. Now I know. The next is Gulf Coast oysters carry E. coli. I don't really eat oysters, but I've actually been I've been really wanting to eat oysters for a while. But now I found out that it carries E. coli, so I'm just like, okay, never mind. When researchers from Arizona tested Gulf Shore oysters, they found E. coli in every single sample. Well, that's satisfying. As filter feeders, oysters naturally carry SIFT through the pollutants in the water, increasing their risk of contamination by pathogens. If you're buying oysters from anything less than a highly trusted source, make sure you cook them through. That's actually a good fact. I never really like knew how to just, I never really knew how to cook oysters, because I've just always been given oysters like, oh, here, eat it. And I never really thought much about it. So now when I do eat my oysters, I'll have to ask if they cooked it and all the bacteria is like out, because I don't want to get sick. The next one is the USDA is allowing your meat to be cleaned with ammonia, and they're hiding it from you. So the typical fast food burger is made with slaughterhouse trimmings, fatty cuts of beef, typically reserved for pet food, and cooking oil. What's more, these burgers contain pieces of hundreds, potentially even thousands, of different cows. I think it should only be from one cow, because one cow could be like sick. Anyways, this creates an environment where bacteria thrive. So to clean meat, the USDA allows a company called Beef Products to pipe the raw beef through pipes and expose it to ammonia gas. Never mind that ammonia is a poison or that evidence suggests that process may not be fully effective. The USDA deems it safe enough, and it allows the meat to be sold without any indication that it received that the gas treatment. That's actually really interesting. I just wouldn't think that they would clean with ammonia. I don't know if that's not really safe. Man, all these food, these scary food facts just makes me not want to eat anymore. But then again, I've been eating and I'm still alive. But you just need to be careful, like, what you eat and, like, where it's from. And the next one is aluminum cans are lined with a hormone-disrupting toxin. Bisphenol A, or BPA, is the chemical found in plastic bottles, glass, jar lids, and the lining of food containing tins and cans. In your body, BPA acts similar to estrogen, and it has been linked to behavioral problems, reproductive issues, and obesity. The industry has been slow to find a replacement, so limit exposure by switching to glass containers or plastic bottles labeled BPA free. And okay, which is good, because I have my water bottle and it says BPA free, so I'm pretty sure I'm safe. And let's see. The next one is roughly 2/3 of bottled water doesn't comply with FDA standards. So the Food and Drug Administration set bottled water regulation. It left in one gaping loophole. The regulations apply only to bottled water sold across state or country borders. Bottles packaged and sold within a single state don't have to comply with national standards. Although many states do have their own set of regulations in place, 1 in 5 have none. Furthermore, government and industry estimates figure that 25% of water bottles sold in the U.S. contain mere tap water. You should be so lucky as to end up with one of those. The FDA rules are far more lax than the tap water standard set by the EPA. It's actually interesting. I feel like it should just all be standard. I mean, it would be easier for everyone. And let's see. The next one is, we drink twice as many calories today as we did 30 years ago. So the average drinks 450 liquid calories every day, according to a study from the University of North Carolina. And booze isn't the problem. Blame the bigger bottles of soda, the sugar-loaded coffee drinks, and the barrel-sized smoothies. I would actually have to agree with that. So I'm not like, oh my God, about it. And the last one is, fast food signs alter your behavior. A study published last year in Psychological Science reveals that the mere sight of a fast food sign on the side of the road is enough to make people feel rushed, which can lead to impulsive decisions and dangerous nutritional choices. Sidestep your impulses the next time you eat out. Plan your order before you walk through the door and then stick with it. I can actually understand that. Like, you see like a McDonald's sign or a Burger King sign and you're just like, oh, I'll just go there. Like, it's super fast. And, you know, it just makes your decision just like, okay, I'll go there because, you know, that's why it's called fast food. It's kind of like, I guess, a YOLO moment, whatever. So if you just tuned in, I was just talking about like the scariest food facts, and it's kind of like not appetizing, but it happens. Like, we're not all safe, food safe, and, you know, we can't really, like, you know, run away from it just because, you know, companies make their food different ways, and, you know, it's like, if you want to be healthy, then grow your own food and cook your own food, breed your own chicken and whatnot. But I mean, you can't really do much because, you know, food's always around us and you'll always eat whatever's around. So I actually wanted to talk about my relationship and dating articles that I found, because I think they're definitely interesting. There was one article I found, How to Get Over Your Ex. And it's actually interesting because I've definitely been in that position before, and you're supposed to like not do these things after a breakup. And I think I did. Not all of them. Maybe I did like two or three. But, you know, going through a breakup, it's not a good thing. Like, you're still recovering and you're still hurt. But five things not to do after a breakup so you can, you know, move on faster. The first one you shouldn't do is not to call him every time you think about him. So if your ex-boyfriend or your ex-girlfriend pops into your head every 7 minutes, you know, we wouldn't, you know, it's normal. But if you're actually like dialing or calling your ex's number every time you think about him, like every of the 7 minutes, then you just need to like take it easy and just put your phone away. Like, it's not, you shouldn't have to like call your ex, because they're, you know, what would be the reason, like, for those every 7 minutes? You know, it would just cause a lot more tears and more drama. And, you know, that's the reason why you broke up. You don't need any more of that drama. And the next one is to not share every up and down of your emotional roller coaster on Facebook. So that goes double for thinly veiled postings. Like, for example, you don't want to write, some people will always be a-holes, or everything happens for a reason, because people will know like what you're talking about, and people will just be like, you know, why can't he or she move on? And you also need to realize that Facebook is not a diary. You know, people shouldn't be like reading about, you know, your personal problems on Facebook. Like, you know, that's not what Facebook is for, to be honest. Like, that's just me. I don't really post anything on my Facebook because I like to keep my life private, and I just feel like sometimes people do it for attention, and I don't know, it's just kind of pointless. Like, you just should keep things to yourself, and you know, you'll move on from there. Or like, if you could talk to someone about it instead of posting it on Facebook, because talking it out would be a lot better. And the next one is get a haircut. So go to the salon post breakup, and you could walk out looking like way better. Like, you can look better than you did before, than in the relationship. So being newly single with a new cut, you'll definitely like feel a lot better. You know, you'll feel different, like you'll feel new and refreshed, which is what you need. Next is try to be, quote, just friends right away. So we've developed an easy quiz to figure out if you're totally cool hearing him talk about a new girl he's into. 1 point for yes, 2 points for hell no. If you have more than 1 point, being friends is out of the question. So I've been guilty, like, you know, after breaking up with a guy, like, you know, oh, like, we can just be friends. And it really depends, like, on the relationship. Like, if you were together for super long, or if you were together for super short. Like, maybe if you were together for, like, a couple months, then, yeah, you could just be friends. Like, you know, it's not like anything happened, like anything huge happened. But if you were together with a guy or like a girl for like 2 years or a year and a half or whatever, then it would be hard to just be friends like right away. Like, I can understand you can be friends with them later on, but right away it'd be difficult. Like, you go from, like, you know, you're a boyfriend, girlfriend, and now you're just, like, friends, like, kind of like where you started off. And, like, I've been in that position before where to be friends right away after being together with someone for, like, 2 years, you know, it's tough. And it didn't work out too well. Like, it was just, it was hell. Like, it was crazy. But now, you know, we're good. We're actually friends. Like, we've come to that conclusion that we're friends and, you know, we're in good terms, which is what we both wanted. It just took some time. The last one is get serious with another guy. So it's perfectly fine with you throwing yourself into the bed of another guy or to another girl. We just don't think you should get all emotional with a new guy or girl and jump right into another relationship. That said, sometimes you just click with a new guy or girl when the timing is off. Still want to pursue it? Proceed with caution to up the chances that your new relationship will last. And I'll say, like, okay, yeah, I've been in that position before where, you know, I was in a relationship and then, you know, I kind of, you know, kind of got into another one, not purposefully, but, like, you know, it just happened to be that way. And it was difficult just because, you know, I was together with this guy for so long, and then, you know, you go into another relationship and I'm over here, like, I'm not fully over my old relationship. Like, I'm still, like, you know, recovering and all that, and you're in a new relationship. And so, like, you know, you're just figure things out, and it's hard, you know, it's difficult, but you know, you learn from it. So I think after you break up, you should just definitely just concentrate on yourself, focus on, like, what you need to do to get better, and, you know, everything will fall into place. And unfortunately, I couldn't talk about my last article, which is dating tips from guys, because that was really interesting, but I'll talk about it next week for sure. And so you can always tune into my show every Thursdays, 4:30 to 5:30 here on radio.dominican.edu. And so I will see you, not see you, come back next week, and I will give you a good show. That magic in your pants, it's making me blush. So, looking for some trouble tonight. Take my hand, I'll show you the wild side. Like it's the last night of our lives. We'll keep dancing till we die. I hear your heart.